Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan in Georgia with the 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, University of Queensland School of the Environment PhD candidate Joshua Wilson has been researching the impact drones have on different bird species, conducting 240 drone approaches in the Moreton Bay region. Wilson found that there was a less than 20% chance the birds would fly away when approached by the drone at a distance of 60 metres. However, an endangered species of bird has been flying away at a higher rate than other species. Wilson said that this could have a flow-on effect, as one species flies away, others may follow, interrupting eating and sleeping habits, potentially leading to lower reproduction rates.
Council secures funding for safer Ipswich roads. Ipswich City Council has secured $851,500 to fund for three projects under the Black Spot program. Ipswich Road locations which this funding will support include Old Logan Road, Formation Street, Carroll Park, Robertson Road, White Hill Road, Eastern Heights, Gordon Street and South Street. Governance and Transparency Committee Chairperson Councillor Jacob Madsen claims this funding will allow Council to improve safety at three locations in Ipswich.
In national news, due to lack of demand, new airline Bonza has cut five routes from its schedule. Less than 6 months into operations, the airline has experienced reliability issues on the more popular routes and lack of demand. Chief Commercial Officer Carly Povey sent an open letter to consumers announcing these changes, which will come into effect next month. Bonza will also reduce the frequency of some of their other services to allow for additional weekly services for their three strongest routes.
Tasmanian Greens leader Cassie O'Connor is set to retire. O'Connor is planning to run for a seat in the state's Legislative Council as the acting leader. She was first elected in 2008 and in 2015 was announced the leader of the party. A replacement for Ms. O'Connor's seat will be found via a recount. O'Connor claims, "This hasn't been an easy decision. I love my job. I love working in Parliament and especially in an exciting, dynamic balance of power Parliament. But it's time to go." She said that whilst resigning from the House of Assembly, she wants to put herself forward for a role in the upper house.
In international news, today is International Non-Binary Persons Day. So today's the day to celebrate and raise awareness for those who don't identify with the traditional gender binary. The date, July 14th, was chosen because it's between International Women's Day on March 9th and International Men's Day on November the 19th. This is alongside Non-Binary Persons Awareness Week from Monday the 10th of July till Sunday the 16th of July.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.